My office?
Yes. You have a $10,000 stipend to decorate, and there is an art loan program for equity partners. Here are your keys, and welcome.
Thank you. We'll have this cleared out soon, but this should be good in the meantime.
You are highly valued here, Carrie.
Good to hear.
Please keep this between us, but there is a good chance we will lose a partner in the next 6 months.
Which partner?
Well, I can't say, unfortunately, but I would like to see you join our ranks. Before she became a partner, Alicia made herself valuable by interviewing and hiring a new associate. We would like you to do the same. These are resumes. Please look them over and just keep us posted. I need to hire you.
Okay. What are you working on at the moment?
Employee background check.
Pass that off to the new investigator. I need you to do a background check on a partner.
Who?
Me. Give me a minute, please. No calls.
Peter Florek has offered me the vacated Illinois Supreme Court seat if he wins the governorship. I know there are always attempts to smear a potential judge, so I want to know where I'm vulnerable.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi. Where are you and what are you on?
What am I on?
What case?
Oh, Sweeney, why?
Okay, I need you to take over my employee background checks.
I'm innocent.
Yes, you've said.
But you don't believe me.
I think you like that I don't believe you. I think you like that I represent you even when I know you're guilty.
I like a lot of things about you, Mrs. Florek. I must have had issues as a child. You feed my Mary Poppins obsession.
Here's the thing, Mr. Sweeney. I think you threw a birthday party that got out of hand and ended up costing the Hirshhorn Club $80,000 in damage. That's all. I think that the prosecution is overreacting, and I hate to disappoint you. But I think you're innocent.
You're right. It's not as much fun when you believe me.
I thought so.
Oh, Isabel.
Mm.
You know Alicia?
Yes, I do. She questioned me in court a year ago.
Oh, yes, when we were all on opposite sides. My, how the wheel turns. Mutability is our tragedy, but it's also our hope.
Oh, I love it when he talks like that.
Alicia.
Hello.
Laura, hi. Good to see you.
First name basis. Should I be jealous?
What, that I like her more than I like you?
Sure.
The prosecution's been dragging her feet on discovery. It has been six months since Mr. Sweeney has been accused of disorderly conduct, Your Honor, a Class C misdemeanor.
No, he fired a gun at this party. And given the fact that it was a private club that served alcohol, that's a Class 4 felony.
Okay, I get it. We're both angry. And we like to express our anger in loud voices. But see, here's the thing. I'm a judge. I'm unfazed by loud voices. So here's the long and short of it. You played this out. Get it out of my court. This was a party that got out of hand, Madam ASA. No one died. As far as I could tell, no one even got hurt.
No one did.
Oh, Mr. Sweeney, please know that you can only hurt your cause by opening your friggin' mouth. Okay, you two. Come on, get up here. Court-mandated bargaining. Come on.
We want to plead this out, Your Honor, but Miss Hellinger...
Shut up. Nobody talks until I ask. Now, what will you take, counsel?
Exoneration. My client didn't do it.
Your client is a psychopath who's lucky he didn't get convicted for killing his wife. And what will you take?
6 years, the maximum.
1 year. 2 years probation.
No, Your Honor. 2 years probation.
Good. Compromise. See? There we go.
No. 6 years, the maximum. We're not bending.
It's been 6 months and they're still not bargaining?
They still insist it's a class four.
It's about the election. State's attorney doesn't want to bargain with Mr. Sweeney and look weak on crime.
Really? Your husband doesn't like me.
Wait out the prosecution. In 1 month, the gubernatorial race will be over, and I bet they let Mr. Sweeney go with 2 months probation.
Good. We delay. That's always best.
Well, then let's turn to your business holdings, Mr. Sweeney. Alicia, Carrie, thank you.
Oh, Miss Swift, hello.
I'm supposed to be in the ladies' room.
Just down the hall.
Colin fires lawyers once a week. But he's kept you on. You're probably the most successful relationship in his life.
I wouldn't call it a relationship.
He talks about you. Don't you want to know how he talks about you?
No, actually, I don't.
Not sexually. Well, not all the time sexually. You are pristine to him. He asked me if I found you desirable, but I find everyone desirable. He asked me to marry him. I'm not sure I will. Oh, I like him enough. He's rich. But the question is, if I marry him, will he kill me?
As his lawyer, I can't speak to the rumors that he killed his first wife. But I do know the supposed reason for the killing was his wife's money. And you have no money to speak of. So there would be no reason to kill you.
Your hair would look prettier shorter. Your first interview is here. You want to run down?
Yeah. Have a seat on my lovely couch.
Gregory Steck, he graduated from Harvard Law School in 2006.
You didn't say Harvard.
Graduated from Harvard in 2006. Currently clerks for Judge Wallace.
Illinois Supreme Court Justice Wallace.
Yes, Illinois Supreme Court Justice. His Facebook page was scrubbed clean, nothing too dramatic.
Okay, and here he is.
He's expecting $150,000 a year. Other firms are pursuing.
No, stay.
Me stay?
Yeah, look better with two.
Should I say something?
No, don't smile. Look severe. Greg, how are you? Kerry Agos.
Kerry, good to meet you. Thanks for your interest.
And this is Robin Burdine, one of our top lawyers.
I built my own canoe.
You built your own canoe? Is that a metaphor?
No. When I was home over Christmas, I actually built one. And I realized I like to get my fingernails dirty. And like last night, I was writing Wallace's majority opinion on Miles, and I thought, what am I doing? You know, if I die today, no one will know I did anything. Now, you clerk for a Supreme Court justice long enough, you want to see the law in action.
Well, Robin, let me tell you, most associates never see the inside of a courtroom for a few years.
Oh, well, that won't bother me. I've been Wallace's go-to on draft opinions long enough. I've done his last four. I need new fields, new streams. Do I know you from Harvard or someplace?
No, Robin's from Georgetown.
Oh, Georgetown. Really? How'd you like it?
Humid.
So, what'd you think?
He is a braggart.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. Do you want a braggart?
He's got something to brag about, sure.
If people have something to brag about, usually don't brag. I was writing Wallace's majority opinion on Miles.
You said Miles, didn't he?
Yeah, why?
I think I know why they won't plead on Sweeney. It has nothing to do with the election. Hey.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm Kerry Argus from your mom's work, and I just...
Kerry Argus is here? He's from your work? Who?
The People versus Miles decision will affect Sweeney's sentencing. That's why the state's attorney's office won't bargain. It's a delaying tactic.
How do you know?
An interview today. Someone who clerks for Wallace. The conservative justice. He finished writing the majority opinion.
That would make the gun firing his third strike.
Yeah. Sweeney's already been convicted of two other major felonies. Double enhancement means not only would Sweeney's firing of a gun be bumped up to a felony, but it would count as his third strike.
He would get life in prison.
That's right. No judicial discretion. Sweeney loses the case, he goes to prison for life.
Oh, my God. From a possible misdemeanor to life in prison.
Another thing. You were at Sweeney's arraignment, weren't you?
Yes.
You automatically asked for a speedy trial,
yes,
right?
By road. Are we past 160 days?
No. Tomorrow.
We're not ready to go to trial.
I know. But the prosecution isn't either. They were thinking of slow playing this until the Supreme Court opinion came down.
So we would have to rush this.
Yeah. You have to conduct a defense and get it to deliberations before the Supreme Court opinion comes down.
Or Sweeney faces life in prison.
That's right.
We have to run the fastest trial in history.
Excuse me.
Excuse me?
We want to exercise Mr. Sweeney's right to a speedy trial.
Your Honor, we're not ready.
You want a speedy trial now?
Well, we wanted a speedy trial 159 days ago at Mr. Sweeney's arraignment when we requested it, as you can see here from the arraignment transcript.
Your Honor, this is... Every defense attorney insists on that by rote.
Yes, but we meant it, and we still do.
Are you ready to go to trial, Mrs. Florek?
We are, Your Honor.
ASA, Hellinger?
You're absolutely not.
That really doesn't matter, Your Honor, given that the speedy trial statute imposes a 160-day time limit. The prosecution must go to trial today or release our client.
Quiet down. We have an unusual situation here. We have court in 2.5 hours, and we were preparing for court in 4 months. So we'll need all hands on deck.
We have a ballistics expert. Not yet. We were planning to find out who the prosecution hired.
Who do we know is free?
Who's the best?
Well, Kurt McVeigh is the best.
I think he's working on a case.
Maybe someone could call him and see if he'd make himself available?
Am I missing something here?
No. I'll try him.
Good. Carrie Robin, see if you can get more information on when the opinion will be published.
Okay. And I want one of the partners on this.
Alicia is a partner.
No, one of the name partners. My apologies, Mrs. Florek, but I want the biggest gun.
Good. Willis Frey.
You take the Sweeney case. I can't.
Why not? You're the litigator.
Involved.
With whom? Judge Politi?
The ASA. Laura Hellinger.
You're kidding. You dating her?
I. For a week.
Diane, I have something for you.
Oh, 1 second. Just get a sign-off from Sweeney, and we're protected on malpractice. Maybe it's good.
Speak to you for a minute. Out here.
Certainly.
Are we confessing?
No. You've asked for a partner to second chair your case. I feel obligated to warn you that I'm in a relationship with the prosecutor in your case.
A sexual relationship?
I'd rather not go into detail.
Yes, I know. You'd rather not. But I'm your client, and I bring $22 million a year into your firm. And before I sign off, I want to know, is it a sexual relationship?
Not currently, but you intend it to be. Mr. Sweeney, it is your prerogative to insist on another lawyer.
That's why I love this place.
Everybody sleeps with everybody else.
Yes, I sign off. As long as I get details.
All right, so we invite him back.
For a callback interview?
Yeah, and fish around for the release date of the opinion.
As a bragger, maybe he'll brag about when it's being published.
So you found something?
Yeah. Look, I'll only tell you as much as you want to know, so at any moment, you can say stop. Elena knew it was wrong to want Damon. She was about to marry Stefan, after all. Yet when Damon drew her close, Elena found herself unable to resist his vampire charms. When Damon's fangs dug into her neck, her whole body pulsed with desire. She needed him. She needed him bad. It's fan fiction for the TV show Vampire Diaries.
So,
You wrote it.
I wrote what? That?
Yeah.
Glinda... I've never even heard of the TV show Vampire Diaries. And if I had, I wouldn't feel compelled to write something like... Does it go on like that?
It does. Elena and Damon have sex in the end in a pickup truck.
I'm happy for them.
It came from your IP address and your email account.
Glinda, I... don't know what to say.
Who else has access to your computer?
No one. No. Oh.
Who?
My housekeeper.
Okay, what's her name?
I'll talk to her.
Diana, I don't think you understand. You have to fire her, and I do need her name.
No, she is a nice lady with three kids. I mean, she just obviously doesn't have any sense of boundaries.
No, you need to create a paper trail to separate yourself from her. You're wanting to become an Illinois Supreme Court Justice, Diane. If your name becomes associated with vampire fan fiction, the ridicule factor is going to be hard to beat. You need to fire her. You shot that, Mr. Catalini?
It's Catalani. Yeah, the video? Yeah, I shot that on my cell phone. I thought the party was getting out of hand.
And you... Just to be clear, you're wearing those gym clothes because you came straight from the gym.
I got your call, and I was on the treadmill. I was watching the news, you know, up there above the treadmill, and I got your call.
Okay, I think we've established the reason for the witness's clothes. Can we move on?
Yes, okay. So, strike that. And, sorry, Your Honor, I usually have more time to prepare.
I sympathize. We're all actors without a script.
So, Mr. Catalani, you saw Mr. Sweeney, the defendant over there, with a gun. This gun. Right?
Yeah, that's it. It's supposed to be Capone's gun, and Sweeney wanted to play William Tell. He was talking about how some author did the same thing with his wife.
William Burroughs.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Sweeney. Mr. Sweeney wanted to use this gun to shoot an apple off his girlfriend's head?
Someone's head, yeah.
Nothing further.
Do you hold a grudge, Mr. Catalani?
No.
Did Mr. Sweeney fire you?
No. There was a general downsizing, but no, I wasn't fired.
Was the downsizing at the behest of Mr. Sweeney?
Yeah, I guess.
Nothing further, Your Honor. We're ready for the next witness.
Oh, unfortunately, we're not. Our ballistics expert is stuck in Salt Lake City.
Your Honor, the defense is ready. We can't help Ms. Helen.
Yes, well, you can present him as a rebuttal witness when he arrives, Ms. Hellinger. Please proceed.
As you can see, the bullet entered the body and left what we call a tail splash. Now, this is basically the hurling of injured tissue behind. The bullet moves through the body and creates a... The bullet moving through the body. You can see here the bullet as it... I'm sorry. What was the question again? Thank you.
You were wonderful.
I was not wonderful. I was distracted.
You were wonderfully distracted. Sorry about Mr. Romney. I almost called you on election night.
To gloat?
No, to sympathize. I know how it feels. Kerry in 2004.
Are we really comparing Kerry to Romney?
I need your help.
With?
A case. An innocent man.
Who?
Just give us a chance. Colin Sweeney. Kurt, just look at this. Even guilty people can be innocent sometimes. Just do it for me, please.
Alicia.
Laura, I'm sorry about how crazy the trial got. We just had...
Can I ask you? Do you have a relationship with Will?
What?
Are you two romantically involved?
No, we're not involved. We were. Once, but it was a long time ago.
It's not still going on.
No, it's over, I swear. Laura, you're my friend. So is Will, and I think it's great that you two are whatever you are.
Okay. Release.
So your testimony, Miss Swift, is that Mr. Sweeney could not have been firing this gun because at that point he was with you.
Yes. In the Rose Salon.
And that's here? Oh, sorry, Your Honor, we didn't have time to put it on a slide.
That's all right. Just plop it up here on the bench.
Yeah, that's the Rose Salon right there off the main lounge.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing there?
Anal.
Well, I think that's clear.
No further questions.
So you were having anal intercourse with Mr. Sweeney at the time of the gunshot?
Yes, that is correct, ma'am.
And you're Mr. Sweeney's live-in girlfriend, is that right, Miss Swift?
Yes, I am.
So why shouldn't this court dismiss your testimony as biased?
Because I'm not.
But don't you intend to marry
him? I'm not so sure about that. I have my concerns.
Oh, really? What made those be?
He killed his first wife.
Miss Salinger, any more questions?
I guess not.
I think your girlfriend's gonna need some makeup sex.
I won't say I was surprised to get the call. It's just, well, it's good to be asked back.
I felt like we just scratched the surface of Greg Steck.
Robin and I, we looked at each other after our interview, and we realized we hadn't asked you anything about your duties at the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow. You have another 3 hours?
We might. So, you've been writing up all of Wallace's opinions?
No, pretty much. I mean, you know how it is. Judges do none of the work. We get all the glory.
And the Miles opinion, did the justice give you notes on that?
No, he's been taking it out on his... I'm sorry. This might be my mom. She's in the hospital. Sorry, Carrie. Robin. That was Hockney and Barnes. They just hired me.
Wait, what?
I told them to get back to me by 3 p.m. That was them. Thanks for your interest.
Wait, we may want to hire you. Okay. I'll check with my friends in Springfield, see if they know anything about Miles.
No, I'll go after him.
It won't make a difference to get a job.
I'll go after him about a job.
Okay, this is the prosecution's ballistics recreation. That's the spot where they recovered the bullet. And here, their experts say that they can prove that the bullet was fired from the door to this room.
The Rose Salon, that's where we proved Sweeney was having sex. Damn it.
So, we rebut the experts, that's our only option. Kurt?
Yeah?
We only have a few hours to rebut their testimony. Kurt, where are you going?
Out.
Where?
To rebut their testimony. Some debate whether to spackle it over or wear it as a badge of honor. As you might expect, inertia took over.
Thank you, Mr. Creed. Do you want me to hold that light for you?
It'll take as long as it takes.
Not necessarily.
So... Obamacare. Just joking. Sorry, something about you makes me want to tease you. What is that?
Laser.
So are you still with your protege?
My
protege, Miranda. Last time I saw you, she was spreading her Fox News pixie dust all over you.
She's heading up to San Diego crime lab.
Oh, nice of her. Very warm there. Like Baywatch PD. Am I bothering you?
No, this is entertaining. Please. What room is that?
The Rose Salon. Isn't that bad?
Yes.
Is it still bad?
Yes.
Well, you'll tell me when it becomes good. You heading back to the country tonight?
No.
You at the Edgewater?
Yeah, why?
No reason.
Dinner?
Yes, good. What is this?
Where the bullet came from.
It's called the rainbow effect. To determine where a shooter stood, you need to calculate the bullet's trajectory. And the arc of a bullet can look like a rainbow.
And do bullets create different types of rainbows?
Yes, guns do. In this case, you have a 1929 pistol firing a 38 caliber lead bullet. made circa 1930.
And is the fact that it was made in 1930 important?
Yes. Old ammunition doesn't have as much power, which means that gravity pulls it down faster. Modern bullets are typically copper jacketed, so they shoot flatter.
So, in your expert opinion, is the prosecution recreation accurate?
No. Based on my calculations, the bullet was fired not from outside the Rose Salon, but from here.
And that would be the Camellia Room?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. McVeigh.
Uh-oh. More skeletons in my closet.
One or two.
Let's start the dentist's drill.
Do you know the name Jacob Greenberg?
No.
He used to work with your father.
Oh, Jake Greenberg, yes. They taught together at law school.
Yeah, until Greenberg was brought before the House Committee on Un-American Activities.
I know.
He was accused of being a communist sympathizer. He lost his job and committed suicide.
Yes. I'm not sure. I mean, what is this, Colander? My father was Jake's best friend. He stood by him. In fact, he was one of the only people who stood by him. At great personal expense.
I know.
So I don't know what you think.
Dan, you don't have to hear this.
Well, will it affect the judgeship?
I don't know. It might.
Well, then, yes. I mean, tell me.
Private meetings were held between the House Committee on Un-American Activities and several influential professors.
And they met with my father?
Yes.
And you're saying that he named Jake? But that's a rumor, right? I mean, there were private meetings, so there was no...
Minutes were taken.
No, yes. I think we should stop. Thank you, Colander. I just, I need to. Don't stop investigating, please.
We recall Isabel Swift. You testified that you and Mr. Sweeney were having sex at the moment he allegedly fired the gun.
Yes.
Would you say the sex was pretty wild?
Well, yes.
And this sexual activity took place in the Rose Salon?
Actually, I believe I was mistaken when I said that. Upon further reflection, I remembered we were actually in the Camellia Room.
Objection, Your Honor. Asked and answered.
The witness is entitled to change her testimony if her recollection of the events in question changes.
She's badgering the witness, Your Honor.
She doesn't look badgered to me. Overruled. So, Miss Swift, just to be clear, you're absolutely positive that the two of you were in the Camellia Room, the very room from which the gun was fired, according to the defense's own expert?
Yes.
You were not.
I was. 6 months in juvie. It was involuntary manslaughter. I shot my own brother.
Oh, well, as long as that's all it was.
It was an accident, of course. It was my dad's hunting rifle. And how was I supposed to know it was loaded? But the judge didn't care. You can look it up in the Ohio Department of Corrections. Say hello to J479361.
Wow, a
felon. So, Mr. Fancy Supreme Court Clerk. Mm. What's it like helping shape the law?
The truth? Intoxicating. When the breadth of power those nine people have.
The Miles opinion sure could make things harder for criminals with guns.
It's going to. Soon.
Really? You sound like you know what you're talking about.
The law sent over his revisions for me to check out. Not that he changed much.
Wow. Can I read it?
I'd love to, but that's against the rules. You can read it in
40 hours.
That's what he said. Pizza.
Go ahead.
You know, he really wasn't such a bad guy. He was kind of sensitive. He was talking about Jackson Pollock. Remember Jackson Pollock?
You didn't drive here, did you? Alicia, it's Carrie. People versus Miles is coming down in 40 hours. Give me a call when you pick this up.
I did not drive. I jogged. You don't like Jackson Pollock?
He was in a car accident.
Yes, I know.
You're really smart.
Let me take you home.
No.
Come on. Time to go home.
I want more pizza.
Okay.
What time is it anyway?
People are always more than one thing, Diane.
Maybe. But if he was a hypocrite, then what does that make me? I patterned my life after his.
You pattern your life after the things that you admire about him. You don't need to answer for sins you didn't even know about.
You're good at this. Why do we keep running away from each other?
I don't know.
We should get married. Did I just say that?
You did.
Okay, I'm in a transitional place right now, and I think I'm just saying things.
Okay.
Well, now I'm embarrassed. Forget I just said that.
You're sure?
Our intelligence is pretty good. The Supreme Court will announce their decision tomorrow.
Oh. So, where does that leave me?
We have to wrap this case up today.
In other words, I'm screwed.
Isabel heard us in court yesterday. There is still time to turn her around, but to do that, I need to know what's going on.
You flatter me, Mrs. Florek. You assume that, like you, I'd know and understand the person I'm romantically involved with, but unfortunately, I'm not you.
So this is how this should work. You come to me saying, I discovered I was wrong about your father, and there's something on this computer that will prove it.
I'm sorry.
No, let's do it. We looked at Christmas past, we looked at Christmas present, not for Christmas yet to come.
Just let me know when you want me to stop it.
There's a reason that those first 10 amendments were passed. The founding fathers had first-hand experience with tyranny. And I find it curious that Mr. Obama thinks himself wiser than Thomas Jefferson or James Madison when it comes to my right to bear arms. Now, is it enough for me to want to secede from the Union? I don't know. And I hope I never have to find out. But I would not stand in the way of others who want it. That much I do.
Would it be too ironic to ask you to shoot me?
Look, the problem is not with the court. The problem is with the campaign. The secession talk.
Yes.
Whatever your relationship is with McVeigh, I would advise that you put it on hold until you've been appointed.
know you have concerns about Mr. Sweeney's history, but if you're testing
his history,
the other day, you said you had concerns.
Oh, that. I was kidding. I'm not worried about that. I have every intention of being Mrs. Colin Sweeney.
Then
I don't want a prenup. Colin's insisting on one.
So that's why...
I lied in court, yeah. Tell him to forget the prenup, and I'll be good. You know, I think I was wrong about your hair. It looks good. Thanks.
Greg, what are you doing here?
Well, I couldn't get you to return my text, so I thought I'd try you in person.
Bad hangover.
Yeah, mine's pretty bad, too. Look, I know what you were after last night.
What do you mean? I was after a good time.
Yeah, I saw the coverage of the Sweeney case, and I looked you up, too. You never passed the bar.
Sorry.
The Miles opinion comes out today at 5 p.m. The Chief Justice has a wedding in Bermuda, and he wants the extra day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I'd hurry.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Hey, can I see you again?
No, but thanks.
The lamp you're referring to was classic Tiffany style. The glass was shattered in the tumult, but we had each individual pane replaced in the original frame. Here it is.
That's the one. See? The lamp was intact.
Yeah, it got knocked over.
No, it was hit. Ricochet.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't be embarrassed, Diane. I'm not rejecting it.
Rejecting what?
Marriage. I just need time to think. Point of Ricochet.
Meaning?
As much as I hate to say it, your guy's still innocent.
I base part of my calculations on witness testimony, which, of course, is inherently unreliable, unlike physical evidence. Here you can see that the lamp is still intact. It was standing on the opposite side of the room from the doorway into the Camellia room. The club thought it was broken in the melee at the party, which is why it was excluded from the crime scene evidence.
But it wasn't broken in the melee.
No. It was shot at.
Objection. Foundation.
Defense Exhibit K, Your Honor. It's an affidavit from the manager of the Hirshhorn Club verifying the provenance of the lamp. Mr. McVeigh, can you tell
us... Counselor, excuse me. I have to rule.
Yes, I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Overruled.
Can you tell the court what that mark is on the lampshade?
It's a nick, consistent with being hit by a bullet.
And does this change your original conclusion?
Yes, it means that the shooter also had to be standing on the opposite side of the room from the Camellia room doorway.
You mean where the witness, Michael Catalani, testified he was standing?
Given the physics involved.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Objection.
Two?
Something two questions ago? Speculation.
Oh, okay. Overruled.
Nothing further, Your Honor. And no more witnesses. Defense rests. We have our summation ready.
Okay, sure. You're excused, Mr. McVeigh. Go ahead, Counselor. We're ready for your summation.
The evidence proves that Mr. Colin Sweeney did not shoot the gun, Your Honor. He's innocent.
Good. I like this new way to conduct trials.
Again.
Hello. Dropping off your invoice. Sorry. It's been an odd series of days.
Any word?
No. Judge Politi's still deliberating.
I wish I could say good luck on that.
Sweeney's a hard man to cheer for.
I think we should wait and think about marriage.
I don't know. I worry we'll always be waiting.
Maybe that's fine. I'll talk to you.
I don't want to wait. Please. I don't want to wait. I don't.
And then what?
So I've arrived at a decision. And unfortunately, Miss Hellinger, I find that there simply isn't enough evidence to prove the gun charge against Mr. Sweeney. Accordingly, I must find him not guilty on this charge. However, Mr. Sweeney, you're pretty much a scumbag. I know I'll probably get censured for that, but I really don't care. I do find you guilty of disorderly conduct. And I sentence you to a $1,500 fine, 30 days incarceration to be served immediately. We're done here, thank God.
Thank you again.
You still have to serve 30 days.
I know, but at least I have something to look forward to on my release.
So you decided no prenup?
I love her too much.
She's going to cheat you.
No, it's okay. I'll just kill her.
Once again, I'll wait for you.
I know, love.
Can he have these?
Hold them for me.
Are you busy?
No. What's up?
Nothing. Just something with work. I will call you back. I'm fine. Was that Alicia?
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.